infamy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Bernie Madoff has died. A once respected stockbroker turned thief who cooked his books in a massive fraud that shocked Wall Street years ago. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
The Bureau of Prisons says Madoff has died of natural causes at age 82. He is best known for operating the largest Ponzi scheme in history, pleading guilty in 2009 to fraud, money laundering, and other crimes, and admitting to bilking investors out of billions of dollars over decades. He was given the maximum sentence of 150 years in prison. His lawyers tried to get him released last year, saying he had suffered from end-stage renal disease and other chronic medical conditions, but that request was denied. Dave.
Tanya, we're just getting word that Vice President Harris, amid the surge at the border, plans to go to Guatemala. She just said,
"We must address the symptoms, and that is what is happening with the team of folks who are working on the border, led by Ali Mayorkas. But we also have to deal with the root causes. Otherwise, we are just in a perpetual system of only dealing with the symptoms."
Last month, President Biden put her in charge of leading the U.S. response, including getting other countries to help slow the flow of migrants, including a lot of unaccompanied minors coming alone. Later today, the president will detail his plan to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th. He'll say it's time to end America's longest war.
In excerpts released by the White House, the commander-in-chief is prepared to say he is the fourth president to preside over an American troop presence in Afghanistan and will not pass that responsibility to a fifth.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump wanted that withdrawal even sooner, by May 1st, but some Republicans are wary. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox this could be like the Iraq withdrawal that left that country unstable.
"I knew what was going to happen in Iraq. Afghanistan is going to be worse."
America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
"Hey, it's me. Just wanted to reach out after yesterday's video call. You mentioned your friends going through a hard time right now. I wanted to recommend an app you should download. It's the How We Reach coaching tool. It's got tips on, you know, how to reach out to friends or family members who are struggling. So it's great that you're there for your friend. I really think this tool will help you give them the support they need. So let me know if you want to talk."
Download the tool on reach.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Some rain and snow over parts of the Great Basin, but for us, we're dry and cooler. Lots of sunshine, 86 today, mid-50s overnight, 84 the high tomorrow. By speeding up the hiring process, Indeed puts the dash in dashboard. Use Instant Match to connect immediately with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then use your dashboard to conduct interviews. Find out more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Nothing but the good stuff from the Chamber this morning. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and this morning we are here to talk about Relay for Life. And here with Relay for Life, we have Amber Thornton. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And also Melissa North. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so it's coming up pretty quick this weekend, correct?
That is correct.
So tell us more about it. So, who's going to go first?
I'll go ahead. Our event is this Saturday, April 17th, and it's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. It is a lot shorter than our regular event. It will be held out at AWC in the P1 parking lot by the 3C building. I know some people don't know what that is, but the big shiny building.
Got it. Okay. The big shiny building. Yeah. Everybody knows the big shiny building.
Yes.
Exactly. And if you enter off of 24th, that'll be the easiest way to enter for the drive-thru event.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so tell us exactly what it is. I mean, I've got a close friend who is very big into Relay for Life, but not everybody is.
So our Relay for Life, the actual event itself is to celebrate those that have survived it or are going through it.
Cancer.
Yes. Celebrate, remember, and fight back is our motto. So celebrate those that are fighting it, that are true survivors and getting through that. We remember those that we've lost to cancer, and then we vow to keep fighting back even after Relay is over, because cancer never stops. So it's something that we need to continue to do even after the event.
And are you finding totally off the subject, I'm hearing that people are foregoing things like cancer screenings right now and everything due to COVID. Are you hearing the same thing, that people aren't getting diagnosed perhaps as early because COVID is preventing them from going and getting their routine screening?
That is one of the things that ACS has been, the American Cancer Society has been putting out, is that yes, that pre-treatments have, you know, pre-screenings have been delayed. Last month was National Cancer Screening mm-hmm. Awareness Month, and so they did a lot of information about that, like don't put these things off, don't delay, you know, do still reach out to your doctor and your care provider.
Exactly. So what does the event normally look like? Because you're telling me it's going to be shorter this year. So what does it normally look like in a non-COVID, pre-COVID world?
Normally our event is overnight.
Okay.
The whole premise behind it, the whole idea, is that cancer never sleeps. When we go to bed at night, you can't turn it off. So it is an overnight event where all of our teams that help fundraise throughout the year come and they camp out at the Civic Center, is usually where it's held. And they have their spaces. They do fundraising while they're there. We have all kinds of events going on, music, food, contests. It's a huge event, and it's actually one of the largest fundraisers for Yuma County.
Perfect. And for somebody, I mean, do you sleep at some point?
Barely. Usually on Sunday we would have what we call the Relay hangover.
I'm getting too old to stay up all night.
There are definitely teams that like put up tents and they take turns being on the track. We just ask that like one person from the team be on the track at some point. I mean, at some point you're all on the track. At some point some are still, you know, like she said, doing fundraisers, serving food, nachos, drinks, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, continuing to relay all night. So that we can continue to fight that way for our survivors. We have, you know, the first lap is usually our survivor lap, where everyone that is out there, and then the next one would be our caregiver lap to honor those caregivers
mm-hmm.
that have supported those survivors. And then we do have our luminaria ceremony, which is what our event is based around this year. We have our luminaria ceremony in which, you know, the lights are dimmed and all of the luminaria bags are lit during that ceremony. So our event this year, we're just kind of taking that portion and illuminating that. Our theme this year is shine a light on cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing here in Yuma. We want to shine a light on our cancer survivors, on our everyone that has been fighting, those that we've lost. Our community has lost a lot of individuals this past year.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we are honoring them as well. So we're just kind of taking that portion. We are lining the sidewalk at the AWC 3C building with all the luminarias that have been purchased and decorated. Each luminaria tells a story. And so that's what we want to be able to represent this week, or this Saturday, is that.
Okay. And so is it walk-through, drive-through? How could it, like, if I want to come see it on Saturday, how would I...
So it's a drive-through only event. However, for our registered participants, we're allowing them to come out and walk because they are the ones that have been out there with us through all of this with COVID-19. So we're allowing our registered participants. We're trying to keep the numbers down
mm-hmm.
as far as how many are actually out there mingling.
Mm-hmm.
We face masks and social distancing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not a huge crowd, we may allow some of the others to come out and do that, but we are going to have to regulate that just because of COVID.
Okay, and then, so it's clearly out of AWC on 24th Street, and you can drive through if you're not a participant, but if you are a participant, you can walk through. What are other ways that you can participate?
By purchasing a luminaria, it's not too late. You can go to our website, which is relayforlife.org/YumaCountyAZ. There's a spot there that you can donate and dedicate a luminaria. You can decorate it yourself and get a hold of Melissa or I to turn that in so that we can have it displayed Saturday.
Okay.
Or you can bring it out there and we can put it out there for you that morning. At 8 o'clock, we'll be out there setting up, so you can always drop it off that morning if you can't get a hold of us. If you can't decorate it yourself, we're more than happy to do that for you. You would just input the information, the person's name that you're honoring, any special message that you have for them, and we translate that into luminarias.
Okay, so I'm going to be playing, I feel like, 20 questions right now. So the luminaria, you decorate it yourself. Do you come pick it up then from you guys to decorate it and then bring it back? How exactly do I get it to
decorate
it?
They can reach out to us via phone or email. It's relayforlifeofyuma@gmail.com. And we can deliver some to them if they need them. Otherwise, it's basically a white sandwich bag. So if you have those, they can decorate that and turn it in and bring it to us. And then...
You're thinking?
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
There was something else I was going to say, and I was hoping she would pick up on it.
Yeah, a lot of our teams do also have bags as well. So if you know of someone that has a team or is a registered participant, most of those people do have bags as well. I know Melissa and I both have, I have a stack in my car right now.
Okay.
I delivered some over to your chamber office yesterday for your guys' staff. So we don't mind going around and dropping off and picking up as long as you communicate with us that we can coordinate that between Melissa and I or our other ELT members, the event leadership team members can do that as well.
Communicate with you. Well, apparently the staff didn't communicate with me because I didn't know we had bags in our office.
Well, that would be Cheryl.
It was late yesterday afternoon.
It was, and my meeting didn't get over with till after we were closed. So in their defense, they're usually really good about letting me know what's going on.
I'm sure, yes. They're the best.
And so how much do bags cost?
So traditionally, we do ask for a $10 donation for luminarias. This year is a little bit different. Really, we're just whatever you can donate this year. If it's $1, if it's $5, if you want to donate $50 for a luminaria, we're not really putting a specific price tag on it. On the website, it does do the $10 donation, but if you aren't able to do that, you can do that with either Melissa or I and reach out to us directly, and we can help facilitate a different amount.
And have you found a best way to decorate them? I mean, what shows up the best?
So we have lots of different things that people have done. Just colored markers, colored pencils. Usually we keep it to the front side because that's the side
mm-hmm.
that's going to be displayed. We have people that have printed out pictures and cut out the pictures of their loved ones and put them on there with their names.
Do they show up?
They do kind of, when the bag is illuminated at night after we put the candle in, it does kind of shine through that. Some people cut out designs in the front of it so that it shines through that way as well.
I think that the best is just using a regular Sharpie marker or some colored markers. It may look plain when you first look at it on the actual bag just in person. However, when it's lit up, it really shows through because once you add those extra layers of paper, it is harder for that light to come through. So just coloring it with the markers is the best way, and it shows up beautifully with all the colors.
Because, see, that's what I was thinking, was with a black Sharpie, then you'd get the silhouette from the background. Yeah. So I was just curious. I mean, if you guys have done this before, you know what shows up the best.
You know, and it's personal for everyone, too, because, like I said, each bag represents a loved one. So however they want to represent their loved one is right. There's no wrong way to make a luminary. Yeah.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Shop. Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Arizona, as Keith Urban would say, blue ain't your color. It's time that we make Arizona red again. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives. We're looking for great conservatives to run for all statewide and legislative district offices. Have you ever thought about running for political office? If so, we would love to talk to you. Contact us at thepowerofives.com. That's thepowerofives.com.
On Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning we are talking about Relay for Life, which is important. I don't know anybody for whom cancer hasn't touched them in one way or another, whether it's a family member or a friend. And this morning we are here with Amber Thornton. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And Melissa Nord. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And so, you know, we're talking about raising this money in the luminarias and everything. So where exactly does the money go?
There are a lot of programs that the American Cancer Society does. There's actually several entities within it. So we have our Relay for Life, and they also have the Cancer Action Network side, which deals with the grassroots movements of behind cancer. Most of the money that we do for Relay for Life goes to those programs. It goes to research funding. It also goes to transportation for patients that need to go out of town for treatment. And as a matter of fact, Yuma Regional, their Cancer Resource Center here, just got a $10,000 grant through the American Cancer Society for transportation. And that helps to fuel, give them fuel cards to get to their treatments out of town if they have to travel for it, and help lessen that burden. So that money is coming right back here in our own community. There are other ones, other things that it goes to, and actually here in Arizona, we get money back for research funding at the University of Arizona. And they also have the Hope Lodge, which helps with lodging when they're out of town and giving them a place to stay as well. There's many different functions of it, many different places that the money goes. Through Relay for Life, it helps to fund those programs that help cancer patients that are going through that now.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of always refer to it as this is the reactive side of it. When we do Relay for Life, it's because we've been touched by it and we want to do something to fight that. And the Cancer Action Network side of it is the proactive side, where we're getting ahead of it and creating policies that affect those cancer patients in the future, the way that their treatments are done. And so there's a whole other side of funding from the government that funds that side of it and research in the bigger numbers. And they work together, kind of like a bicycle. You got to have both wheels mm-hmm. on it, so they work together.
So tell me, why did you get involved with it? Because you're right. Everybody I know that's gotten involved with Relay for Life, it is because cancer has touched their lives in one way, shape, or form, which is almost everybody. I don't know of anybody. So why exactly did you get involved?
I think you'd be harder pressed to find somebody who hasn't known somebody who has cancer.
I agree.
I got involved because my grandmother died of pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
I knew others, you know, that had it and had passed or gone through it, but that one affected me personally. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, every year it seems like there's a new person that I know that I'm relaying for. Somebody, a new name that goes on one of the bags, whether it's in honor of or in memory of, and those things just keep you going every year. And it's a tough thing to watch somebody go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what fuels the passion behind it. And all of our relayers that are out there all the time, same thing. They have either their own personal story or a family member who's gone through it, and it just, you can see it. You mm-hmm. can see it on them. And they're truly dedicated to helping to end the fight against cancer.
Exactly. And Amber, what about you?
So I lost three of my grandparents within 13 months before the age of 25.
Wow.
I no longer have any living grandparents,
mm-hmm.
Mainly due to cancer. My grandmother died November of 2001.
Okay.
My other grandmother died January of 2002, 3 days after my first son was born.
Mm.
And then my grandfather passed December of 2002.
Wow.
So, you know, that was so really, and then my brother was diagnosed before the age of 30 with chondrosarcoma mm. as well. And that was when I was pregnant with my youngest. So, those were my personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never actually been out to a Relay for Life until my daughter lost a friend.
Mm.
When my daughter was in fourth grade, she was in classmates and friends with Maureen Howe.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to watch my daughter then mm-hmm. lose a friend and go through that process. And so that was the first year that we attended Relay for Life, because those kids came out and they walked that first Luminaria lap in honor of Maureen
mm-hmm.
that night. And I think just from there, it's just continued. Because, again, we've continued to have others that have been affected. And it's just something that she's really passionate about as well. So I just kind of, tagged along at first with her, but then I was like, you know what, I'm passionate about this as well. So I'm mm-hmm. going to step up and participate with Melissa and be a co-lead this year and kind of help with the event more.
I kind of sucked her into it.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. And do you find, I mean, for me, I find it healing.
Yes.
It is. There's, you know, there's been people that say, I don't want to go to a cancer event. That's depressing. But it's really not. When you're out there and you get to actually see it, there's a lot of people that get that healing that they've been looking for. They're there with a group of people that are going through the same thing that they have gone through and understand, and they have support. So, and like you said, we are celebrating our survivors. When we do the survivor lap that Amber talked about, everyone lines the track and claps for them. And, like, yay, good for you, because they are the hope. They are what gives those people that are going to be diagnosed and the ones that are going through it
mm-hmm.
that hope to see, like, yeah, I can get through this. And so it gives them hope. It gives them that support that they need
mm-hmm.
and an outlet for that and a way to feel like they're doing something about whatever it is that happened in their life.
Right, because fortunately, especially depending on the type of cancer and how early it's caught, it's not the death sentence that it used to be. It's a lot of people survive it. I know a lot of survivors. Fortunately, I think at this point more survivors than I do people that have passed from it.
And the research funding goes to that, and that's why that's important, is to continue that. Even if it's not wiping it out at this point, I think it will be done somewhere in the future. There will be something for it, and maybe not in my lifetime, hopefully
mm-hmm.
within my kids' lifetime. And I think that is a good possibility with the way that we're going. And continuing to get that funding from the government, continuing to get the fundraising from communities like Yuma will help to reach those goals. And even if it's little improvement, it's better than it was before.
And so, Amber, did you find, like, the kids, did they find it all just to be kind of healing? It was something that they could do 100%. Together?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it, because at fourth grade, they're, you know, they're around 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was definitely the first experience with losing a loved one that my daughter had, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she never knew my grandparents because mm-hmm. they passed before she was born. So no one in her close immediate family had passed to that point. So having that outlet where, you know, her friends and her teachers and all of them were together and being able to celebrate
mm-hmm.
Maureen. And be able to have an outlet where they could do that was really nice for the Relay for Life was able to do that for the kids. I mean, obviously, yes, the school had counseling for them as well and on all the other things, but it was almost just a very physical representation of the healing process starting for the kids.
And do you find that there are a lot of kids out there?
Well, Yes.
I mean, not necessarily for a child, but...
I think that there are... It's more prevalent and it's more noticeable to us and it's seen more because of social media. So within our own community, we see the pages called Yuma's Little Warriors and stuff mm-hmm. like that that are representing all those kids. And, you know, who knows, maybe those were there before, a long time ago. It's just with social media now, everyone's putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see that more. And that's great because the Yuma community has always come together to support those people. And we like seeing that support there, and we're grateful for that. But it also brings that forward and makes us realize that, like she said, the kids that go to school with them are mm-hmm. having to be faced with this, and they need to understand why and what. And we are seeing youth teams increasing within our own event, so the high schools, the junior highs and stuff like that, because of those kids that are going through it. So we have a whole new generation of relayers out there that are coming up because they are having to go through this.
And it's amazing to me how well the kids rally around their friends when they have cancer. Unfortunately, I have a friend who lost her son to cancer. Mm-hmm. And before he passed, he was in high school, and they voted him homecoming king. Oh. And so he was homecoming king before he passed away, which was pretty special to see the photos. And so it's one of these things where it's such a tough subject to talk about because, again, everybody knows somebody that's been affected by cancer. And, but I don't find this event, I agree with you, I don't find this event depressing at all. It's empowering.
Very much empowering. We've had survivors that say, I can't do it. I don't want to go out there. I don't want to do it. I just want to be done with this. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they come around, they go to it, and they're just amazed. They're like, I can't believe I haven't been here before. This mm-hmm. was such a good thing, and I needed this, you know. So it does, some people don't want to, and others find it, like you said, very empowering and something that they come back to every single year.
Well, I worked hospice for 2 years, and I've discovered it's a very personal journey.
Very much.
It is. And so it's a very personal journey. So I understand, you know, there's no right or wrong. I mean, for me, it's empowering. You know, for family members and watching everything through it. But I can totally understand somebody's like, I'm not ready. And that's okay, too.
And everyone's cancer journey is different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we talked about it used to be overnight. So this Saturday is only from 7 to 9. Are they not doing the relay portion and just the luminaries?
We are not doing the relay portion this year. We are only doing the luminary ceremony this year. Next year, we've plan to be back on the track. We thought it would happen this year. Mm-hmm. Last year, our event ended up having to go virtual.
Right.
We had been full steam ahead planning our event for 2019.
Of course.
And then everything changed in an instant.
2020.
Yeah, exactly. Melissa really took the reins for our virtual event and made it a spectacular event within our community, being able to still relay in a different way. Last year. And so this year, we really wanted to be able to come together in some way, shape, or form. And this was the way that we were able to get an event approved.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will be doing things on social media, too. So we will have a virtual portion of it. It just won't be as prevalent as it was last year, being completely virtual.
Right. Okay. And so what do you consider a participant?
So a participant is registered. You can be an individual. You mm-hmm. can be on a team. There is no cost to do that. The form, of course, when you were doing it online, does ask if you want to make the donation, you know, self-donate for your first fundraising dollars. So that's not required. So being a participant, you can designate yourself that if you are a survivor, we ask, you know, you can designate that as well. If mm-hmm. you were a caregiver, there's that option as well. Some people, if your corporation does match donations,
mm-hmm.
we ask that as well on the donation, on the registration form, just so that we can, like if you're like Walmart or Target or Allstate, there's a lot of different corporate companies that do match donation funds for their employees. So, you know, Relay for Life does ask that question on the form. But other than that, you can participate. And then being a registered participant, you get our emails. So you get to know what's going on all year long, what's going up as we lead up to the event. You get all of that information as well. Plus, then you can raise money and for Relay for Life.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed,
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Join the millions switching to Spectrum Mobile and you could save up to 40%. Nationwide 5G is included with every plan and there are no added taxes or fees, plus no contracts. And for a limited time, get up to $300 off a new Samsung 5G phone with trade-in when you switch to Spectrum Mobile. Visit a Spectrum store near you or go to SpectrumMobile.com today. Savings based on comparison of single line comparable unlimited plans amongst major national carriers as of 1/27/2021. Data usage limits vary by carrier. Spectrum internet required. Services not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Eldorado Broadcasters has openings in our programming, promotion, and sales departments. Visit eldoradobroadcasters.com/careers for more information and to apply. That's eldoradobroadcasters.com/careers. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And before we get back and talking about Relay for Life that is happening this Saturday, we do have a few events going on at the Chamber. We are doing things at the Chamber. First of all, on Thursday, April 22nd, we are doing a lunch and learn on PPP loan forgiveness. So if you have a PPP loan or are thinking about getting a PPP loan because they did just extend the deadline to May 31st to apply, this is one you don't want to miss. It is free for Chamber members and only $25 for non-members. It's going to be at 11:30 on Thursday, April 22nd, and you can register for that on our website, yumachamber.org. In addition, we are going to be doing a virtual mixer, and Amber can tell you all about our virtual mixers. I see her, I think, everyone. This one you're going to have to bring your thinking caps for. We are doing Yuma History Trivia. And it is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And they have provided the prize for it as well. So I've already got a list of some of the questions. So if you think you know Yuma and Yuma County, you should be there. Russ is shaking his head no, so apparently that's not going to work out for him. And then in May, I don't have the exact date yet, but we're going to be doing a lunch and learn on Board Service 101. Basically, what you don't know can hurt you. A lot of people do give back, which is really great, but they don't understand that serving on a nonprofit board or a board of directors comes with some legal responsibilities, and you probably should know what those are before you volunteer to sit on the board. So we're going to be talking about that. If you sit on a board or are thinking about sitting on a board, that's, again, one you don't want to miss. Again, it'll be free to Chamber members and only $25 for non-members, which is really inexpensive. My last board training like that was $1,500. So we will also be doing a virtual mixer in May, and then the word virtual is leaving my vocabulary. Okay. Because in June, we are going back to, I take that back. June Good Morning Yuma will still be our last virtual event. So we will be doing the Good Morning Yuma still the second Thursday of every month, so in May and June. And then the word virtual is leaving my vocabulary. We are starting with the Amazing Race Yuma County on June 18th. And then in July, Good Morning Yuma and the mixers will be back in person. Our first mixer will be out at the airport at the end of June. The Good Morning Yuma program is still being set, Good Morning Yuma program is still being set for July, but we are planning to be fully back in person in July, and we're not even going to go hybrid. As far as I know, we will be in person, and I'm so excited to see everybody or meet people that I haven't gotten to meet. I mean, I've been at the Chamber 6 months and still haven't met a lot of the members except for Zoom. So I'm getting to know what they look like, but I can't wait to actually see them in person. You lose so much over Zoom. And so with that in mind, let's go back to Relay for Life that is happening this Saturday. And we were kind of talking about before the break, childhood cancer. And Melissa, I see that I should introduce you again. Sorry, Melissa Norrod from Relay for Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Amber Thornton, good morning.
Good morning.
And so, Melissa, I see that you have there, I mean, I guess just because I have a friend who lost her son, that is, you know, everybody has their own little piece that's near and dear. So I see that you have some statistics about childhood cancer.
Yes, I do. This is something that Lily Campa, she is Kate Campa's mom.
Mm-hmm.
She is working with us this year for Relay for Life, and this is a flyer that she made. She wants to uphold Kate's wishes by advocating for childhood cancer. And some of the numbers and the statistics, that's hard to say, that she put on here list, there's at least 43 children in the United States every day between the ages of 0 and 19 that are diagnosed with cancer. 800 new kids affected every day worldwide. And childhood cancer survivors are twice as likely to suffer chronic health conditions. And that is true with our adults, too. But the children, because their bodies are still growing and developing, get affected, I think, a lot more because of the chemicals and the things that are going into you to treat that cancer. And later on in life, have a lot of other health problems. So there's a lot of maintenance stuff that comes with that afterwards.
And you don't think about that. You think about, okay, well, they're cured. You know, it's like, great, they're in remission. Everything's gone. And you don't think about how the chemo or the radiation or anything else would have affected them long term.
Yes, I actually am the state lead ambassador for the Cancer Action Network side of things, and we travel to Washington, D.C. once a year to speak to our lawmakers. And I roomed with another girl from Arizona, and she was in her early 20s, mid-20s, and she was a childhood cancer survivor. She had it when she was very young, and it was very unique instances talking with her and rooming with her because she did get very nauseous and she would throw up for no reason, and she got nervous going to the Capitol. So next thing you know, she's, you know, having issues, and
mm-hmm.
it was just, it was very eye-opening, I think, at that point to see that and know somebody going through it and having to help them through it. And it's just, it is a horrible thing that they have to live with for the rest of their lives. Some people have issues, some people not so much,
mm-hmm.
but it is continued maintenance.
Well, again, that personal journey. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody, their treatment is different. Their cancer is different. How they deal with it is different. How their body responds is different. So I'm sure that was her story.
Yes.
And so I'm looking at that. Sorry. 4%, despite the fact 4% of childhood cancer research receives just 4% of the annual budget from the National Cancer Institute. That's such a small amount.
Yes, it is something that needs to be improved on, and that's one of the things that Lily wants to work on is getting the word out there, getting more funding for that, advocating for those kids that are going through it. And the American Cancer Society helped to get the STAR Act passed, which is a very comprehensive childhood cancer act, and there's so much to it. It's too much to go through here. But that is a huge step in the right direction and something that needs to be renewed with funding. And there are things like that out there, but every single year those things need to be renewed and the money needs to be increased because of inflation and the cost of doing that.
Perfect. And do you know what, is there any, like, do you know, I may be putting you on the spot because I realize Relay for Life is a little bit different, but do you know of any, like, are there newer treatments coming out? Are there, I mean, I think things are improving every day as far as treatments, but do you know?
There are several treatments that are out there. I have read on a lot of them. And until it gets further along, I kind of push it to the side because, you know, you never know.
Right.
And I have heard stories, though, just for an example, of people who have things that are working in the lab and
mm-hmm.
they can't go further because it needs to go to clinical trials, but they don't have that funding. They need more money to get it there. And so there's things out there that are working, things that they're finding advancements in, but having that funding to do so is very, very important to get those things further. So there are a lot of things out there across the United States that who knows what's sitting on, you know, lab counters everywhere. But they're changing things every day. There's things now where you can use your own saliva to test for lung cancers and throat cancers and things like that. I mean, they're just making it so much more simple
And now we have the oral chemotherapy. There are things that are coming out all the time that make it a little bit easier on those cancer patients.
Oral chemo—that just sounds so much. Oral chemotherapy instead of having to go and sit. I actually went through chemo a number of years ago, not for cancer, but for another issue. And that would be nice to not have to sit in the chair and go get
the IV,
have the port put in, and have the IVs. Yeah, it becomes your life. Yeah. I mean, people who have never been through it don't understand how it completely, your life completely revolves around it, because you're trying to figure out how sick am I going to be after it. And, you know, so it's not just the time of sitting connected to the IVs, but also how your life is affected outside of that due to the side effects or whatever.
Just managing your everyday activities because of it.
Exactly. And so you kind of talked about going to D.C. What, I mean, tell us the difference between, because I know that there were two different organizations that you mentioned. What is the difference between them?
So the American Cancer Society has Relay for Life, which is what we hold here every year in Yuma. And then there's the Cancer Action Network side. And that part handles all the policies, the funding that comes from the government, state legislation that may affect things such as tobacco, suntan beds. Recently, this past year, even through COVID, we were able to get two bills passed nationally, one of them being the colorectal cancer screenings, which for Medicare patients, if they were to go in and get their testing done, their colonoscopies, and get that stuff done, then the screenings, afterwards, they would end up with surprise bills. And so it helped to close those loopholes to where if they found something when they're in there, they could do it then rather than having to reschedule and come back, because who wants to go through that twice,
right? That would be horrible. I can't even imagine if they find something, just do it now. I'm like,
yes, exactly. And that's the way everyone feels about this, especially that testing.
Exactly.
But it's things like that. They handle like closing loopholes in insurance, helping to get their medications, the costs of it lowered, helping to get those, and right now they're really big on the health equity, because there are disparities in it between different nationalities, different races, as far as their access to treatment, their care that they're getting, some of the barriers that are there for some of them. And one of the biggest sayings with the American Cancer Society is where you live shouldn't matter if you live.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to close some of those gaps and do some of those studies on the African American communities, the Hispanic communities, which we see a lot here, and a lot of them are affected by that differently through their journeys.
And I would think that more rural locations might find it too, because anybody that's rural quite often does have to travel. I mean, I mean, you know, Yuma is rural, I understand that, but I mean, I grew up in a town of 350 people, okay? Mm-hmm. I grew up very rural. And anybody that I knew that had cancer had to travel at least 2 to 3 hours to go get their treatment.
And we just had that discussion yesterday with Kate's mom about having to, there is no pediatric treatments here. So those children have to travel to Phoenix to go do that. And that's where some of those monies go that we do get from that funding is for, like we said, the transportation grants that are given and something like, you know, some of those things like that that they need that help with.
Because, again, things that you don't think about, but, I mean, I remember, again, when you know somebody that's been through it, like, you know, like Kate's mom, you know, the gas just to get there, or the cars to get there, and then a place to stay once you get there, because the treatment isn't just for a couple of hours and come home sometimes. And then if your child is hospitalized and you're there, and same thing, even if you're an adult, if it's your spouse or your mom, you know, you want to be there.
Yes. And there's, I mean, I think along with some of the things that the Cancer Action Network does too on that side of it, is the government is where the big money comes from. We all know that. And those go to help fund some of those programs that we do have and keep those things going. One of the other things that we had been working on for years was the Palliative Care and Hospice Education Training Act, which helps to those families that are going through that to keep them together and to keep their, give them their plan of treatment and even afterwards, and the support for the families. And it's just, there's so many different angles, and again, the American Cancer Society, another one of their sayings is we're attacking it from all angles, and they truly are. There's so many different aspects of it that will affect the future of cancer and those patients going through it.
Well, perfect. And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. And we're here to remind you that, yeah, we got tires for that. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire or make your appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasque. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally. Stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this morning we are here talking about Relay for Life. We're going to win the battle with cancer. We're going to. I say so. And so this morning we are here with Amber Thornton. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
And Melissa Norris. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And kind of during the break, we were back talking about the event. And we were talking about, I mean, I talked about it being empowering, but Russ is here in the studio. We just took away his microphone. Sorry, Russ. And so we were talking about how uplifting it is for people going through it. And, you know, and I kind of mentioned a story I talked about. I had a friend who was diagnosed with stage four metastatic breast cancer a few years ago. And amazingly enough, her last PET scan was virtually clear, which was amazing. And I think people going through it need to hear the stories like that.
I agree. They definitely do. Everyone has a different reason to relay. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear those stories and we want to share those stories. I know Melissa in the past and at our event, we've encouraged people to send in their stories so mm-hmm. that we can share them. Whether you want to record it yourself or whether you want to have us record it, my daughter Ellie Evans will be out at the event on Saturday. If you are out walking around, she's more than willing to record that for you. She's going to be recording everyone's reason to relay. Why are you there? What's your story? We want to document those so that we can share that. Because you never know whether your story is going to inspire someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that they are not alone in this. Oh, I went through that too.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things. So you can do a video. You can just email us at our email, relayforlifeofyuma@gmail.com, and send in that about why you relay your cancer story. Any of those things. We want to share those things and share those uplifting messages with the rest of our community as well.
I think that... to add to that is, imagine yourself being in a doctor's office and hearing the words, you have cancer. What is it you would want to know? What do you want to know to get through that? And your best bet of getting the cold, hard truth of all of it is coming from somebody who's been through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that. A lot of times you don't get told of all the side effects that come with it. You don't get told all the little tricks that people have figured out
mm-hmm.
on how to get through it. meeting those people and talking and hearing those stories. And I mean, cancer is an ugly thing, and hearing that side of it helps people get through it, and they know, like, okay, this is going to happen, and it's not just me. I can't give up. These things worked for them. Let me try these things. Let me do this. And when you're feeling down, just to get that hope and that inspiration from them is a huge thing.
And you do develop little tricks. You do kind of play around with things and figure out kind of what works for you, what you can possibly keep down, you know, when you're eating, and what you can, you know, where and when you need to sleep, and you know, and even the simple things like in the heat and humidity of summer, when a wig is too hot and itchy, what exactly you can put on your head to make it so that it's not quite as, you know, things that people don't think about unless you've been there.
Yeah. I remember one of my friends, when she was going through chemotherapy, when they flush your port, there is a certain taste that you get in your mouth. And she's like, no, these are the perfect candy. So when Ellie was working with the Girl Scouts and they were putting together care packages for the Cancer Resource Center to give out to patients that are going through treatment, that was one of the candies that they made sure they got, because it was something that an actual, you know, cancer survivor had said, no, this helped. This is something that's not something that I would have known having not gone through it. But it's one of those tips that you're like, oh, I never would have thought of that, or I never would have known it. But it wouldn't have happened if they hadn't shared their story. Like, that this is something that I found. This is a tip that I have.
So. And I also think that it's not only for those that are going through it, it's also for those caregivers, because there is a completely different side for the caregivers that have to deal with them. And the people going through it, the actual cancer patients, sometimes they don't want to tell them everything. They don't want to tell them, I want to give up, or I just want to do this, I want to do that. There's so much going through their head that they need other people who have gone through it to be able to understand why they're thinking that way, and understand that it's okay to feel that way. But the caregivers need some outlet too. They want to be strong for them. They want to be there for them. But it's a huge, huge task to take that on. And I think that the caregivers need that as well. And I think we've seen over this last year in 2020 with the pandemic that this is something we had to get through together. We had to come up with new ways of getting through it and coming together. And cancer is the same exact thing. It's not just the one person going through it. It is everybody coming together to help them get through it.
Right, and I definitely don't forget the caregivers. I mean, because think about how you would feel if, you know, we were talking about if you're in the doctor's office here, you have cancer, but all of a sudden think about how you would feel your husband has cancer, or your child has cancer, or your mom has cancer, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to take care of them? And still, you know, if it's your spouse, and you might lose that income, and how are you going to keep your job but be able to take care of them, and you don't want to lose them, and all of the stress and anxiety and emotion that comes along with that diagnosis for the loved ones too. It's not just about, I mean, the whole family goes through it.
And there are a lot of resources through the American Cancer Society. There is an 800 number that is manned 24 hours a day that they can call and get some of those resources and get help and get guided through some of those things to help them as well. Because there is a lot of worry financially, and where do I get this, where do I get that?
Exactly, yes. It's, you know, working hospice for 2 years, I saw a lot of that. So that was, so going back to Relay for Life, it is this Saturday out at AWC on 24th Street. 24th Street entrance is the best one to go through.
Yes.
So what are different ways that people can participate? We talked about buying a luminary.
Just drive through. Drive through and see the stories. You know, look at the pictures. We do also have one of our sponsors, Sun Graphics, did help us with printing stickers that you might see at local businesses around. Instead of asking some of our smaller local restaurants to do takeovers during this time, we just went back and said, hey, you've supported us in the past. Would you mind putting up this sticker? And the sticker simply says that they proudly support Relay for Life of Yuma County. And if they want to as well, there is a QR code on that sticker that you can donate directly from that QR code. So there's at multiple locations around town, restaurants that have supported Relay for Life in the past. You can find that sticker at those locations. So, drive through the Luminary event, donate to the cause, purchase a luminaria, register as a participant. Those are really the best ways to participate in Relay for Life this year.
And if you see the sticker, it's got a QR code on it. Where does that take you?
Directly to our website, Relay for Life, relayforlife.org/Yuma County AZ.
And the 4 is the number 4?
No,
it is F-O-R?
It's spelled out 4.
So Relay
for Life. Yes.
Okay. So Relay, RelayForLife. Okay, because that's why I wanted to be sure that we had the right one.
Yeah.
And luminarias, if they go on there, they can purchase them, or, well, they can offer to donate, get the bag from somewhere, or if it's just a white sandwich bag,
they can decorate it themselves and get it to us to set up.
And get it to you, can they bring it that morning? When are you setting up?
We're setting up Saturday morning at 8, and they can come out there then and bring it to us, and we can set it up. Also, that evening, we'll have extra bags out there, so if somebody does want to do one there on the spot, we will have those available.
And they can bring their donation. Yep. And if they don't want to do a bag, I'm sure you'll still take the donation.
100%.
100%. Yeah. What if they can't afford to donate and they want to do a bag?
Then make a bag.
We want everybody in our community to be represented.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. We're here for everybody who's had to go through this. We're here for them, their families. It's that community of support, and we want everybody to be represented in our visual storybook that we'll be telling.
Is there enough room at AWC for that? I mean, it's a big campus.
Well, and I can tell you right now, we're estimating that we know we'll have about at least 400.
Okay.
So there'll probably be more. We don't know all the numbers yet, but we will have approximately 400.
And people who have never, I mean...
I think more, yeah.
I think more, too. I think, hopefully more, because it's just touched so many people, and it's so beautiful to see. I mean, it's so, that's one of my favorite things with luminaries, is driving through and walking through them, and you know, regardless of what it's for, it's beautiful, and it's a great way to remember people, or it's a great way to just honor people if you know someone that's had cancer. The suggested donation is $10, correct?
Correct.
So not very expensive?
No.
And sign up as a participant. Participants can actually walk through.
Yes, if you are a registered participant, we have opened up to be able to walk through during the event.
Okay, but you're setting up at 8:30 in the morning?
Correct.
Or 8 o'clock in the morning?
8 o'clock.
So if I can't find you guys, I mean, I know where to find you guys, but if somebody's listening and they can't find you, they could bring their bags that morning out to AWC, 24th Street, and then the drive-thru starts at 7 Saturday night?
Yes.
And anything else that you feel like everybody should know?
We just want the Yuma community to come out. We want to thank everyone in Yuma, basically. They have come out every year and supported us. They have made this event what it is. And if it wasn't for them coming out and sharing their stories, helping to make our event what it is, we wouldn't be successful at this, and we wouldn't have those advancements that we have. We wouldn't have that money coming back into our community to help those patients here in our town. And so we want them to come out, enjoy it, and know that we'll be back next year in person with our regular event, and just come out and enjoy it and see it.
And we also want to make sure that we thank our sponsors. We do have two fantastic platinum sponsors this year with us, First Bank Yuma and the Yuma Sun, and then our other sponsors, Sun Graphics, the Yuma Cancer Center, and El Dorado, and Monster Media.
Great. And with that, we have to go, but I hope everyone will join you Saturday night, 7 to 9 out of AWC for Relay for Life. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
It's nothing. KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions.